You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.
So you posted about what a meaningful moment watching Kathy was when you were a kid. Do you remember where you were when she won that 400 metre final?
I mean, I was only five, but I feel like I can remember sitting in front of the telly and just how big of a deal it was and watching her run that victory lap and pretending that I was doing that too.
Because in your post, you said that this inspired you to, for a while, want to be like an Olympic sprinter.
Yeah, I was really into running when I was in school. I think, like, probably a lot of young black kids watched her and wanted to do that too. And I don't know, she's an Aboriginal woman, so am I. I guess I'll be a runner.
Do you remember what it was like? Because one of the huge moments, apart from the victory, was that victory lap when she was carrying the Aboriginal flag. Do you remember seeing that, or do you think about that a lot now?
Oh, I don't know. Even just before when you played that recording, my heart was like racing. I don't know what it is, but it was just like, it just felt like a timestamp. If you're a non-white kid in Australia, especially 20 years ago, I don't think you see yourself reflected on the TV very often. And so seeing Kathy Freeman do that, and then, you know, run that victory lap with the Aboriginal flag, it meant so much.
Yeah, no, I can relate to that because, like, I feel like growing up, I didn't see a lot of people who look like me on television, you know, like the only Asian people on TV were, like, cooking stuff, you know. So it's, like, really meaningful when you are able to see people doing cool stuff who kind of look like you.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if I knew any other young Aboriginal women on TV at that point. So she just became like a superhero, you know, especially in that outfit that she wore. And it means so much to a community to be represented in that way and watch the entire country celebrate her too. It was huge.
You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.